Well, we've made it to the end of another week, my friends. And so here we are on Friday morning. I'm enjoying a nice fresh cup of coffee. And today, we're reading 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter refers to us as living stones. The new people of God are not only God's temple, but also the priests who serve in the temple, offering spiritual sacrifices to God. The people are called to obey human authority, relying on God's promises in times of suffering. And again, God's saving word for this week is hope. And let's get right into God's word as we are in 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's start here. Rid yourselves then of all evil. No more lying or hypocrisy or jealousy or insulting language. Be like newborn babies, always thirsty for pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it you may grow up and be saved. As the scripture says, you have found out for yourselves how kind the Lord is. Come to the Lord, the living stone, rejected by people as worthless, but chosen by God as valuable. Come as living stones, and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple, where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, I choose a valuable stone, which I am placing as the cornerstone in Zion, and whoever believes in him will never be disappointed. This stone is of great value for you that believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. And another scripture says, this is the stone that will make people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. They stumbled because they did not believe in the word. Such was God's will for them. But you are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, who called you out of darkness into his own marvelous light. At one time, you were not God's people, but now you are his people. At one time, you did not know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy. I appeal to you, my friends, as strangers and refugees in this world. Do not give in to bodily passions, which are always at war against the soul. Your conduct among the heathen should be so good that when they accuse you of being evildoers, they will have to recognize your good deeds and so praise God on the day of his coming. For the sake of the Lord, submit yourselves to every human authority, to the emperor, who is the supreme authority, to the governors who have been appointed by him to punish the evildoers and to praise those who do good. For God wants you to silence the ignorant talk of foolish people by the good things you do. Live as free people. Do not, however, use your freedom to cover up any evil, but live as God's slaves. Respect everyone, love other believers, honor God, and respect the emperor. You servants must submit yourselves to your masters and show them complete respect, not only to those who are kind and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. God will bless you for this if you endure the pain of undeserved suffering because you are conscious of his will. For what credit is there if you endure the beatings you deserve for having done wrong? But if you endure suffering, even when you have done right, God will bless you for it. It was to this that God called you, for Christ himself suffered for you and left you as an example so that you would follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no one ever heard a lie come from his lips. When he was insulted, he did not answer back with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he placed his hopes in God, the righteous judge. Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. It is by his wounds that you have been healed. You were like sheep that had lost their way, but now you have been brought back to follow the shepherd and keeper of your souls. Today's key verse is 1 Peter 2:9. You are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, this passage was written in the context of the Roman Empire and in the midst of a non-Christian environment. Christians were advised to live a life of holiness and to obey the local authorities and to be good neighbors. Are there times when a situation calls for protesting against authority? How do you deal with authority that causes injustice? What does it mean to you to be a living stone? You know, for me, I think it means that I have my place in God's kingdom. He has placed me in the one location that no one else could fill. It was a part of the building that God designed for me to occupy from before the foundation of the world. And it's my responsibility to be faithful to that calling and to occupy that position as a living stone within the kingdom of our living God. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, shepherd and keeper of my soul, you have called me to become a living stone, building the spiritual temple. You have called me out of darkness and into your own marvelous light. Lord Jesus, teach me to follow in your footsteps and to live for righteousness. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together today, my friends, and concludes our time together this week. I look forward to seeing all of you in church. If you can't make it physically to the meeting, please join us via Zoom or Facebook, and invite your friends and your family also to grow with us as we are growing in Jesus. God bless, and we will see you next time.